Broadcasting live from the beautiful Hilton Beachfront Hotel in Pensacola, Florida, it's the 2015 I-10 Wired Summit. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Keith Hover, Pensacola Business Radio, and I have Mr. Hunter Adams in the booth with us right now. And I've got to tell you, Hunter, this is the first time I've seen this, but I really like it. Intellectual property law.
That's right.
That's pretty cool, man. So tell us, what is intellectual property law?
Intellectual property law is the area of law that's associated with patents, trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets. Generally, most people are not exactly sure what all those are. So you can think about intellectual property as being creations of the mind.
Yeah.
You know, so an invention is a patent. You know, a brand. You know,
yeah, an idea.
An idea is more in the line of a patent. Right.
Okay.
So an invention such as, you know, a new screwdriver, a new mousetrap,
right.
Even a new process, a new software application. That's patents. All right. But lots of our clients, they're coming up with new T-shirt companies, stuff like that. That's a trademark.
Sure.
You know, so Nike, the Nike Swoosh, that's a trademark. Copyrights. Copyrights are creative things. You know, we have a lot of bands and artists that we represent.
Yeah.
You know, that's all copyrights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, trade secrets. The perfect example is a Coca-Cola recipe. You know, it's a contract that you keep really secret. And really, that's intellectual property in a nutshell.
Sure, sure, because you thought of it, you came up with it.
Right.
So, and I could see totally how this works with I-10 Wired and IT and technology, but writing a program for a computer is an intellectual property, am I correct?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
So tell me how you got here to I-10, as if we didn't just already answer that question. But
I'm speaking here at I-10 about intellectual property generally. And one of the main things that, you know, I-10 does is that they support the technology, both startup and mature company. And so here, my main focus was talking about what is intellectual property, but really focusing on how to stretch our budget.
Yeah.
Lots of these tech startups, they're bootstrapped. You know, they've got only a few thousand dollars.
Right.
But they've got great ideas. And so something that we struggle with is, how do we protect companies, you know, who don't have lots of money? And that's one of the main things that we're working on here. And there are some methods and some tricks, but overall, that's the point of the presentation, and that's sort of the point of being here. That's why I'm here.
Well, and I think another thing, too, that, you know, you see it in the movies all the time, but it's a real thing. I mean, there's corporate espionage. There's other people looking to borrow ideas or take the next thing and make it better. But there's processes to that need to be followed, right?
Right. You're absolutely right. This is what I do every day. And
it's a competitive world.
And, you know, it's crazy to see how many people come to my office every week and they say, my exact invention was stolen. I came up with it 2 years ago and it's out there now.
Yeah.
It's not that it was stolen. Someone may have independently created it or not. I don't know.
Right.
But if you have a truly great idea, the sole way to move forward with making money on it is to file a patent application. And if you don't, there is no corporate espionage, because if they go and they beat you to it, you're out of luck.
Right.
There's no other way around it.
Right. And so how does the patent world work for somebody that is clueless on it, as I raise my hand?
Right. Well, and most people are. You know, most people don't know the difference between a patent and a copyright. But
right.
The process is pretty simple. You come up with a great idea, you go see a patent lawyer, and make sure he's a registered patent lawyer with the U.S. government. I mean, because he's
which you are?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let's get that out there. Yeah.
Right. But you know, if they're going to draft a patent for you, they have to be registered with the U.S. government. It's a requirement. So make sure that you go to someone that is, and he or she is going to fully know how to extract that patent, how to extract your idea, mm-hmm. how to put that in an invention disclosure form that they'll provide, and they'll do all the drafting. They'll get the drawings done. It'll take about a month. They'll give you a full document. It'll probably be 20, 30 pages,
yep.
and it will be very dense language.
Sure.
And you, as the client, the inventor, will have to read it and make sure that that patent lawyer adequately described your invention, and generally you're going to be very happy
right.
with it.
Right.
But that's the process. We file it, and as soon as we file, your patent pending, and you're off to the races.
And that stops anybody from copying it or moving on. I mean, right, obviously it's dated, so you know that you can prove sort of who came there first. But tell me what kind of stuff that prevents.
Well, you're right. I mean, the ultimate goal here for an intellectual property lawyer is to keep our competitors as far away as possible.
Right.
That's what we want to do. So if my guys come up with a really high quality software application, okay, well, we're going to file a patent application on that. As soon as we file, we're patent pending.
Sure.
If some new competitor comes in town, we can let that person know that we're patent pending. We're putting them on notice that they could possibly be infringing our rights. That letter alone keeps many people away.
Sure.
And for a lot of companies, that's what they're looking for. And then, you know, a year or so down the line when that patent issues, assuming it does, now if we need to, we can go after that person that is copying us in court. Without a patent, there's nothing we can do.
It's wide open.
It's wide open.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why we do this stuff.
Yeah. So, without nominating yourself, what are you most excited to see here today?
Wow. You know, it's very difficult. I met some incredibly good companies here. You know, I met some people last night that were highly involved in the cybersecurity area.
There's that word again. I keep hearing that word.
And you know, in my area, I draft a lot of software.
Sure.
And these are process patents. I don't deal a lot with cybersecurity, and there is an entire tract here that is solely based
dedicated
on
to
cybersecurity.
That. Yeah.
And you know, I'd hate to pick out one person because I don't know these presenters that are presenting enough. But I'm quite excited about learning more about tech in the cybersecurity world.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the incubator maker track. That's what the lawyers are presenting on. I guess I'm the only lawyer here, but that's what.
Oh, I don't think you're the only lawyer here. Is that possible?
Presenting. Yeah.
Presenting. Yes.
But that's a cool track, and there are I think five or so tracks here. I mean, they've got it covered for about everybody.
Yeah. Very cool. So, you know, Hunter, let's tell everybody on the air here where they can find you or you know, get your services from.
Sure. We'd love to help. Again, we're an intellectual property law firm. That's all we do. We have an office in Mobile. That's my primary office, and that's right downtown in Mobile. And then I've got another office in New Orleans, and I'm there for clients when needed and for fun.
It's New Orleans.
Yeah, and we're in Mid-City in New Orleans. But for your listening audience, I'd probably say you can find us in downtown Mobile. My website is adamsiplaw.com. But again, we're right downtown on Dolphin Street, and we're extremely accessible and ready to help if needed.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Well, you know, I want to say thanks for enlightening me because, again, this is kind of stuff that you don't think about that comes into this piece of technology or another piece of this business here. I mean, there's so many factors that I have seen in all of the vendors and people speaking and stuff, but it's like this huge conglomeration of sometimes you wouldn't connect the dots that all of these pieces are needed to do this kind of business. So,
absolutely.
So again, guys, this is Hunter Adams, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from I-10 Wired. Hunter, I want to thank you for coming in. I really wish you luck on your speaking engagement and hope you have a good rest of the summit.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Appreciate it.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmyBooth.com.